Well, while we await tonight's president's speech, the King's Speech received the most Oscar nominations today. It stars Colin Firth as the stuttering King George VI, Geoffrey Rush as his unconventional speech teacher, the commoner Lionel.
What'll I call you?
Your Royal Highness. And sir, after that.
How about Bertie?
Only my family uses sir.
In here, it's better if we're equals.
If we were equals, I wouldn't be here.
The King's Speech picked up 12 nominations, including Best Picture and Director, Best Actor for Colin Firth, and Supporting Actor for Geoffrey Rush. Other Best Picture nominees, are you ready? Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. In other words, every movie made this year. No, actually, The Town wasn't nominated. I guess two films out of Boston would not have done. By the way, we'll have all the nominees at our website, hereandnow.org, as we check in with Los Angeles Times reporter Stephen Zajcik, who's at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City. Stephen, are you surprised The King's Speech getting so many nominations?
You know, it's funny. I'm surprised that I'm not surprised. I think one of the interesting things we've seen in the last few weeks is the King's Speech, which was kind of an early front runner, maybe faded a little bit. It's come back, and I think most notably this past weekend, it won a very coveted prize in the Producers Guild Award, and that's one that usually foretells a lot about the Oscars. Right. So, you know, I think we expected it to be there. I think leading all nominees with 12 and now maybe becoming the Best Picture front runner over Social Network, I think that is a bit of a surprise.
Behind the King's Speech, True Grit, 10 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director for the Coen Brothers, Best Supporting Actress for Hailee Steinfeld. So she didn't get the Best Actress nomination. That was a big question. But True Grit was shut out of the Golden Globe. So did it surprise you that it got so many Oscar nominations?
It absolutely did. And I think one of the most interesting sort of narratives of this award season is True Grit. You know, we waited the whole award season to kind of see what it was. Is it an awards movie? It wasn't really being screened. You know, then it finally hit the end of December, became a hit, but then didn't get any Golden Globe nominations. And while there isn't an exact parallel, of course, between the Golden Globes and the Oscars, I think when you don't get any nominations, to turn around and then get 10 for the Oscars, right, that's got to be one of the comeback stories of the year.
Let's talk about The Social Network. This is, of course, the film about the founding of Facebook. It was picked by a lot of critics as the front runner for Best Film because it did pick up the Golden Globe for Best Dramatic Film. It's been nominated for 8 awards, including Best Picture, director David Fincher, screenwriter Aaron Sorkin. Let's listen to a scene where Mark Zuckerberg, played by Jesse Eisenberg, is trying to talk to his now ex-girlfriend, Erica, after he posted information about her on the internet.
I don't know if you heard about this new website I launched.
No.
The Facebook?
You called me a bitch on the internet, Mark.
That's why I wanted to talk to you.
On the internet?
That's why I came over.
Comparing women to farm animals.
I didn't end up doing that.
It didn't stop you from writing it. As if every thought that tumbles through your head was so clever, it would be a crime for it not to be shared.
Which pretty much describes Facebook today. Stephen, you know, this was the front runner. Now we've got True Grit with all these nominations and King's Speech.
Yeah, you know, I still think The Social Network is pretty much neck and neck, if not slightly ahead, on the Best Picture race. But certainly when you don't get as many nominations as other films do, there's sort of a general question about whether the Academy kind of extends the goodwill to you. You know, the other question with this film is, you know, it's a very modern movie. It's obviously about technology. It's about Facebook. It's also the way Aaron Sorkin's script plays out. It cuts very quickly. The dialogue is rapid fire, as is Sorkin's way. And I think a lot of questions are now surround the film as far as, you know, is this something an older, kind of more classic Academy voter is going to go for? I think it was a question all along, and I think the fact that it, you know, got 8 nominations, which is very nice, but 4 fewer than The King's Speech, and as you say, 2 fewer than True Grit, I think does raise the question of whether the Academy is going to go for it.
Yeah. Let's go to acting categories. Best Actor, we've got Javier Bardem for Beautiful, James Franco for 127 Hours, where he's stuck between those rocks. We just mentioned Jesse Eisenberg, Social Network, and 2 guys who were nominated last year. Now, Colin Firth was nominated last year for A Single Man, Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart. Jeff Bridges won last year for Crazy Heart. Does that further underscore maybe it's Colin Firth's year?
I think Colin Firth, it's pretty much his award to lose. I think, you know, early on, people are looking at Franco. It's, you know, he's on screen pretty much that entire film. And, you know, 127 Hours was nominated for Best Picture. So clearly the Academy likes it. But I think if there's one award you can pretty much write down right now, that the King's Speech is going to get. It's calling for Best Actor. But as you say, Javier Bardem, a movie beautiful that a lot of people did not see. Somehow he sneaks in, so a bit of a surprise there.
Yeah. Best Actress, we've got Natalie Portman for her role in Black Swan. Other nominees, Michelle Williams, Blue Valentine, Annette Bening for The Kids Are All Right, Nicole Kidman, Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence for Winter's Bone. We profiled that indie gem yesterday. There's a link at herenow.org. But, Steve, do you think that this is Natalie Portman's award this year?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the only real question here was what was going to get that fifth slot, and the fact that that Jennifer Lawrence got in again for a movie that was gritty and tough, as your listeners know, that was a surprise, and I think that was the coup and the triumph for her. There's almost no way Natalie Portman doesn't win this. You know, I think Black Swan got a lot of nominations. Darren Aronofsky was nominated for Best Director, but it's hard to see it winning in many of those categories. I think the way that the Academy is going to choose to honor that film is by giving Best Actress to Natalie Portman.
Let's just list the supporting roles in the men's category. Jeffrey Rush, King's Speech. John Hawkes for Winter's Bone. Jeremy Renner for The Town, so The Town does get a nod there. Mark Ruffalo, The Kids Are All Right. But Christian Bale from The Fighter is considered the front runner there. And The Fighter also had two female Best Supporting Actor nominations, Amy Adams as The Fighter's feisty girlfriend, Melissa Leo as Fighter Mickey Ward's mother. Let's listen to a scene where the two of them face off.
What are you going to do, Mick? Listen, some MTV girl works in a bar? What does she know about boxing?
I know. They're going to Vegas and getting paid to train year-round. Sounds a hell of a lot better than what you got him doing here.
You gonna let her talk like that to your mother?
Other Best Supporting Actress nominees, Helena Bonham Carter, King's Speech, Hailee Steinfeld, as we said, for True Grit, even though a lot of people thought she got so much screen time it should have been Best Actress, not Supporting, Jackie Weaver for The Animal Kingdom. Do you have a guess in that category?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Supporting actress is really the only category where I think there's some drama. As you say, Christian Bale is pretty much the prohibitive front runner in the Best Supporting Actor category. I think with supporting actress right now, the edge goes to Melissa Leo. But certainly the fact that Hailee Steinfeld, as you say, kind of got relegated to that category, and I think a lot of people really saw it as a kind of bravura Best Actress performance, I think gives her a possible shot. She could be kind of the wild card. So I think if I had a bet right now, it would be Leo, but I think anyone else could sneak in there.
Yeah. Anything about the nominations that really surprised you?
You know, I think True Grit, certainly we knew it was going to come back and do better than it did at the Globes, but I don't think we knew it would do quite this well. And Winter's Bone. I mean, Winter's Bone was a film that a lot of people thought, you know, it was kind of on the bubble for Best Picture. 127 Hours, this was a movie that got rave reviews, and you know, everybody loves James Franco's performance, but you know, the question was, is this movie you know going to make it into the top 10? And I think a lot of people were a little bit surprised to see that it was. Finally, on Best Director, a lot of fanboys out there are pretty disappointed this morning that Christopher Nolan, of course, the director of Inception, did not get nominated. A lot of people felt he was snubbed for The Dark Knight 2 years ago. They thought this was his year. The film did get nominated for Best Picture. Of course, there are 10 choices there, but Nolan did not get nominated for Best Director, and I think that I don't know if it's fully a surprise, but I think it's upset a lot of people out there in the Comic-Con world today.
Comic-Con, that's the comic convention world?
Exactly.
Yeah. Los Angeles Times reporter Steven Zajcik, the Academy Awards ceremony, February 27th. And again, for a full list of the nominees, go to hereandnow.org. Steven, thanks.
Thank you very much, Rob.